today.
Word I've known is call them Negroes.
Uh-huh. And you still call them Negroes today, is the way they'd like to be. And if you get mad at another Negro, what's the worst thing you can call him? You get real mad at him.
Well, I don't know, so I ain't never been real mad at
him. Well, that's the way to be. And when I asked one man that he was in his 80s, and he didn't like his neighbors across the road. So I said, well, what do you, you don't like them, what do you call them? He says, they ain't nothing but a bunch of old swamp niggers. is that pretty used, pretty much?
More to call them outlaws. Outlaws?
Mm-hmm, outlaws. And how do you usually refer to white people, somebody like Mr. Just a
domestic white folks.
Just white folks. Yeah. And suppose you get mad at them, what do you call them? You say, he's, Mr. Pierce is a good man, but this fella, he ain't nothing but a, what?
Call him old cracker.
An old cracker? All right. Suppose you... suppose you had a fishing rod and you had a grandson that broke it up, just played with it and broke it, you know, and you had a fit about it. Somebody might say, well, he sure, what, got...
He always said, well, he didn't have good sense.
And
crazy.
Yeah. If you've been working hard all day, somebody might ask you if you're tired, and you say, I'm really worked hard all day. I'm really.
I mostly say I'm jaded. Really jaded.
And the school nurse, well, let's put it this way. Suppose somebody becomes ill very suddenly. You say, he's sure what, all of a sudden. All of a sudden, he...
He's called bad names. Some call one thing something new.
You say all of a sudden he got sick or he took sick?
Yeah.
Which would sound right? Took sick?
Yeah, that's what I tell you.
Mm-hmm. And if you... what's this area of the body right here? We call this?
No, we call it his stomach.
And if he feels kind of sick here, you say he's sick.
Sick on the stomach.
Sick on the stomach. Mm-hmm. And I think we mentioned out there at the gate about a serenade. And did you say you remembered serenades in the old days or not? Yeah, if a man and a woman got married, their friends would tease them. And, well, Mr. Pierce was telling me they used to put, sneak in and during a wedding, and or after the wedding, and they'd put a cowbell on the mattress, the bed, and or they'd play jokes on him, you know.
That's right.
What would they, would that be called serenade?
Yes, that was called serenade.
Uh-huh. And what did you used to say to children to keep them in line? You'd say, now you better behave or what'll get you?
The boogeyman.
On Christmas, what'd you used to say to people when you met them? And the first thing you'd used to say?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift, yes. Uh-huh. And they give you something if you said it first.
Is that's that, right.
Do people still do that or not?
No, it's just a 90.